evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network again, and Slobberknocker with Austin and Neely. And we are covering week three in pro football, so I'll tell you what, sit back, relax, chill out, and Austin will be on here. We broadcast live all over the world, and you can come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can listen in, you can buy our merchandise. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others, and anyone else is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network. It's owners, managers, others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That song right there, Fortunate Son, is covered under our BMI music license 6105-1658. And that's a little bit of CCR, baby. And without further ado, I'm going to hand you on over to Austin. He is the man with the knowledge. And here we go, folks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Slobberknocker Talk with Austin Neely. This week, I'm covering week three. It's going to be a quick show for me today. Not really much to talk about. All the games were just big blowouts and obvious wins. Starting with the Bears versus Chiefs. Chiefs 41-10. That's an easy win for the Chiefs. Bears are good offensively. They just need to cover Fields better, protect him better. Defensively, the Bears are just kind of a joke. Cowboys versus Cardinals. Cowboys, after winning 2 weeks in a row with amazing scores, lost to the Cardinals 28-16. Wasn't really seeing that outcome like that, but good to see it. Maybe the league's going to be a lot different this year. Steelers versus Raiders. Steelers take it 23-18. Another game of just pure defense. That's the thing Steelers have been known for, barely getting by offensively, but being one of the best teams there is for defense. Panthers versus Seahawks. Seahawks 37-27. Geno Smith is leading that offense very well and can deal with the Seahawks' lack of protection on the offensive line. Panthers are just rebuilding. It's going to take time. It happens. Patriots versus Jets, two teams that are kind of meh this year. Patriots took it 15-10. An overtime win by the Colts versus the Ravens. Colts take it 22-19. Two good teams, two mid-range teams who can get the job done and get to the playoffs. Just haven't had the luck lately. Bills versus Commanders. Bills took it 37-3, another blowout game. I was hopeful of the Commanders, but it didn't happen. By the way, the lawsuit to change them back to Redskins is almost approved because when they wore the helmet, it was honoring Chief White Hat or whatever his name was. But we'll see how long before it comes back to go back to the Commanders. Titans versus Browns. Browns take it 27-3. Just another game of pure defense. Myles Garrett racking up 4.5 sacks in one game. Tannehill just cannot avoid him. Broncos versus Dolphins. Do I really need to talk about this game at all? Dolphins 70-20. They literally let the coach go to the stands and let the fans pick the play for the last quarter. If you don't believe me, look it up. Texans versus Jags. Texans take it 37-17. CJ Stroud was able to make something out of a pretty much useless team. So hopefully he can keep it going. Saints versus Packers. Very good close game for the NFC, but the Packers take it 18-17. I expect both these teams to be in the playoff, just hard-fought playoff wins. Chargers versus Vikings. Chargers take it 28-24. Vikings, still a great caliber team. They've just been lacking defensively and letting the other teams do that last home stretch like it's nothing. Falcons versus Lions. Another two teams that are hit or miss. Lions take it 20-6, leaving them 2-1. Falcons 2-1. Good teams right there. I believe playoff contention. Do I believe it's going to be an easy playoff entrance? No. Are they going to make it? Yes. 49ers versus Giants. Yet another blowout. The 49ers, the best team in the NFC right now, take it 30-12. Eagles versus Bucks. Eagles take it 25-11. Good to see the Buccaneers aren't terrible this year. 2-1. Same thing with the Eagles. Rams versus Bengals. Joe Burrow finally got the job done offensively after flopping, taking that big contract he did. They take it 19-16. Some of the focal points I do want to go over, Dolphins versus Broncos. Like I said, do not really want to talk about it, but let's do it. Tua was 23-26. That's over 80% accurate. That's ridiculous. 309 yards, 4 touchdowns. No interceptions. The man just said, hey, Broncos, watch this. They had a point to prove. I don't know what it was, but they proved it. Their running back, Akane, 18 carries, 205 yards, 11.3 average, and 2 touchdowns. Raheem Mostert, 13 carries, 82 yards, 63 average, 6.3 average, sorry, my bad, and 3 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill, 9 receptions, 157 yards, 17.4 average, 1 touchdown. Robbie Anderson, 1 reception, 68 yards, 68.8 average, 1 touchdown. How do you let one man run 68 yards at all? Where is your secondary? Where is your secondary for Hill? The Broncos defense literally just flopped. And it's not like Russell Wilson led the offense bad. He was right there with stats with Tua. Just defensively, the Dolphins just made him look like chumps. The Dolphins were like, hey, we're a pro team. You're a high school team. Let's settle this later. Texans versus Jags. C.J. Stroud was 20 for 30, 280 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Like I said, he turned a somewhat subpar defense and offense, made the most of it. The defense held it as much as they could, and he got it done on offense. T. Dell, 5 receptions, 145 yards, 29-yard average, 1 touchdown. Very, very good. He is doing great. 2 weeks in a row, 2 different no-name receivers putting up almost 180 yards a game. Trevor Lawrence, he's great. He's good at what he does. He just needs better O-line protection. For the top 5 teams, again, this is me versus my wife. I put Dolphins as number 1, 49ers at number 2, Bills at 3, Eagles at 4, Chiefs at 5. She put 49ers at 1, Dolphins at 2. I don't really agree with her. The 49ers have been dominant, but the Dolphins have literally just been like smacking everyone like they're an ugly stepchild. They're proving their point. They're saying it's our year, and I'm hoping it is. 3 Chiefs, 4 Bills, 5 Eagles. She still thinks the Chiefs are going to be magic this year, and I think they're just going to be average. So we'll see. As for next week's games, her prediction goes Lions versus Packers. She's taking Lions. We both are. Falcons versus Jags. We both took Falcons there. The Jags have just not been able to get it done. Rams versus Colts. This game is a toss-up. She did Colts. I did Rams. Ravens versus Browns. I took Ravens. She took Browns. Both teams could honestly go either way. Panthers versus Vikings. The Vikings are in a losing streak. The Panthers are going to end that. Let's face it, the Panthers aren't the caliber of Vikings. They're not going to be this year. Bryce Young is great. Andy Dalton, his backup, he needs to retire already. Like, just leave. Bengals versus Titans. Titans, unless the Bengals defense can do what the Browns did. Bucks versus Saints. She took Saints. She's a big Saints fan. We went over this. I took Bucks. Dolphins versus Bills. We both took Dolphins, but we both agree that this is going to be a very, very close game. Both defenses are stacked and both offenses are stacked. I believe it's going to become one of the game of the year contentions, and it hasn't even been played yet, just based on the caliber of how both teams have played. Broncos versus Bears. I'm taking Bears. She's taking Broncos. She obviously doesn't see how bad of a choke artist the defense are of Broncos. Whereas she says they both kind of stink. Commanders versus Eagles. Eagles all day. Commanders are great, but they're not to the level of former NFC champions. Steelers versus Texans. We both took Steelers, but I kind of want to say Texans, but I'm not going to change my answer. I think C.J. Stroud is going to make the defense work for it, but he hasn't played against the likes of Alex Highsmith, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Levi Wallace, Cam Hayward. Like, let's face it, that defense on the Steelers is one that when you see across from you, you better hope that T.J. Watt's not playing at 100%, and if he's not, make sure Highsmith isn't either. If they're both 100%, you're going to just get gobbled up like a piece of candy. T.J. Watt already leads the NFL in sacks with 7 in 3 games. He's on pace to break his own personal record and NFL record. He's probably going to do it. He's racking up 3 to 4 sacks a game. It's crazy, and Alex Highsmith is already at 5 sacks. The only other person close to them is Danielle Hunter from the Vikings. So we'll see. Raiders versus Chargers. I'm taking Chargers. She took Raiders. Both teams are average at best. Chargers have great weapons, insane amount of people to get great stats. Herbert's a good leader. It's a toss-up game. Jimmy G's kind of okay with the Raiders, but His shoulder, you can tell it's still bugging him a little bit from previous injuries. He doesn't throw it downfield. Herbert, he don't care. He's throwing it 70 yards. No craps given, just thrown. Cardinals versus 49ers. 49ers, that's no hard decision. 49ers all day. They're going to take the NFC. They're going to go, I'm not going to say undefeated, but I bet they're only going to lose like two games. Patriots versus Cowboys. Cowboys. Mac Jones? No. The weapons he has? No. Cowboys? Yes. Chiefs versus Jets? Both said Chiefs. They're not going to be magical this year, but they can still beat the Jets. And Seahawks versus Giants? She took Seahawks. I took Giants. I want Daniel Jones to prove that he's worth that big contract he just took. But there's no telling what's going to happen. He doesn't have weapons offensively. He's got decent wide receivers. Barkley's healthy. He just doesn't have protection. That's why he's a good dual threat quarterback right now. A few things I do want to point out. Aaron Rodgers is definitely not coming back. Nick Chubb's not coming back. Justin Jefferson is going to be out the first quarter of the next game for the Vikings because he's having cramp issues. They don't know if it's because of a pulled muscle or if he's just not hydrating. So he's under drug testing and everything else. Vikings also lost their tight end, pulled his hamstring, 3 weeks minimum. There's just a lot of injuries going on right now, and it's crazy. So the teams are trying to have to rely on second string, third string, sometimes even practice squad. The Browns have lost players defensively a lot. I think the only person that is one of the originals is Myles Garrett. The rest of the defensive line, at least, is rookies or second strings or people who have been behind the starters for the last couple years. Their secondary stayed the same. Decent, not amazing. Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are just not really doing it for Burrow. Don't know where all that magic went from the last 2 years. We'll see how it goes. Just a lot is changing. T.J. Watt doesn't want to play every single snap because he doesn't want to end up like his brother. So we don't know what games he's going to play fully. He doesn't want hurt as much, and I understand he's the highest paid linebacker in the league behind Nick Bosa, who just clinched a deal the size of his. Bosa's about to do the same thing, which is understandable. They're both top tier linebackers, if not the best the NFL has seen since the Super Bowl era. Just craziness, and I'm excited to keep talking about it. But for right now, this is the end of week 3, and it was a pleasure talking with y'all. Have a good night.
All right, folks, and don't forget, next week we will have Take Point 22 at 8 o'clock, and hopefully Karen will be there next week. She was off this last week, but we have so many good things to look forward to. Tomorrow night, don't forget, My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever at 8 o'clock with Stu Scheer. And I'll tell you what, if you don't laugh at this economy, you're just going to cry, because most of us are right now. And they're just, you know, hey, this is the new reality. They're trying to get you ready for it. And, oh, boy. prep. That's all I can say. And we'll move on from there. But anyway, folks, we have so many great shows. And if you really want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, it is so easy to do. Just message us, because we're open and have a lot of spots open. And we want to continue to grow. That would be one of the fun things we'd like to do. And if you're new to the game, just as I am and everybody else here, you know what? It's a lot of fun, and we enjoy it. It's a great family that we've got. A lot of love for all of us. But without further ado, I want to tell you all, I can't thank you enough. What a wonderful time that we just had. So thank you, Austin, and we are out of here.